And we're on. Hey, everybody. Welcome to... Fuck. Where are we again?
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, you're listening to Lulu's Son Out Loud, the Chronicles of a Mad Asian. My gosh, we haven't gotten together in so long. I totally forgot what we were doing or who we are.
It had been a while. It's true. But I'm very happy to see both of you.
I know.
Great to see you, ladies. Reunion. Good to be back.
Reunion.
Yeah. So this is Spicy Meatball on the mic.
And Harry Reid here completing the thruple.
Today we're going to talk about... I'm so excited about this one because all of us have done this recently, gone through this exercise. So today's topic is about airplane rules.
I feel strongly about a few of these.
I'll let one of you guys go first.
So yeah, I put some deep thought into this because I didn't want to go for the low-hanging fruit. I wanted to go for some of the more complex things.
Yeah.
So Harry, I want to hear from you first.
Love that.
So let's see what you've got.
Sure, I'll start off. So last year I did more traveling for business than I have in the past. So I was on like 25, 28 flights.
Damn.
I don't know the exact number. I tried to pull it up in United, but it only gave me
Data
2 months.
Data daddy, of course.
You know, doing what I can. I think it starts off, let's start off nice and easy. Unlike how we're nice and relaxed in our recording studio right now, keep your damn shoes on the plane.
Oh, God, we talked about this in a previous episode.
We did, and I admitted that I take my shoes
That's
off
right.
on the airplane.
And you're barefoot, right, with no socks?
No, I wear socks.
Okay, that's okay. Respectful.
No, I don't go barefoot.
That I can get down with that, because people wear flip-flops and socks to make it easy through security.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that, please tell me that you're not one that like puts it on the seat in front of
it's
you
fucking annoying.
Or on your neighbor or something like that.
Oh my God, Meatball. I hope that you are not going to answer that question.
No, I will say I don't. Sometimes like, you know, my ideal state is I always sit by the window and sometimes there'll be that little strip that
That's
runs
fair.
Along lower, closer to the ground and you can put your foot up there,
mm-hmm.
a little rest for your foot. Sometimes I'll put it up there, but
no real problem with that. Cause that's also away from any other guest in your room.
Oh yeah. No, I don't infringe on anyone else's personal space.
It's like an 80% conscious, 20% disgusting choice you've made there.
Thank you. I'll take that. I'm
she
winning.
Sucks.
Solid
I'm winning.
Numbers.
Yeah.
It's fair. I wouldn't like jump off a plane if that happened and I was close to you.
That's probably a good thing for you.
Okay, hang on. I have a question. If you knew somebody, like if your friend was on the plane with you and was barefoot, would you also be disgusted?
I'm going to break out the camera and start populating a new OnlyFans by the time the plane's landed.
Make your fortune for retirement.
If you're putting it in my face, I'm going to sell it to someone else's.
Dude.
No, I would still be grossed out. I don't care. I mean, I'd be grossed out on their behalf. That's what bothers me more about it. All I can think about is it's like a locker room floor. What are you going to catch?
Hands
you
down. Know? Like no one
gosh,
took showers
smell.
In college without
smell.
Their shower sandals, right?
Yeah.
Like you want a little protection.
Yeah.
Blah. All right, go Meatball. What you got?
So I'm going to come out of the gate strong on this and I'm going to go with window shades. There's
okay.
some serious etiquette around window
All right,
shades for me.
I want to hear more.
Okay. So I was making reference before we started recording to being considerate of other people. Mm-hmm. And I am a firm window shades down person, unless it is, you know, middle of the day and everybody is clearly awake. Even then, it kind of depends. But I prefer to err on the side of window shades down. And especially if the sun is coming in through that window and you've got the sun reflecting off of people's cell phones and everything like that, I think there's a lot of consideration there that gets lost.
I was hoping you weren't going to be that person to say that. When we're taking off, I like to be that person that looks out the window. I am an aisle seater, but I want someone to open the fucking shade so I can see takeoff.
Nope. You better not sit in my row.
Are you saying this, Spicy, as someone who's sitting in the window seat?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. I'm the owner of the window shade.
I feel like if you are sitting in that spot, then you make the call and I'm just kind of fine with whatever
you make
you
the call. Gosh, it's nobody has any...
Why should I have any say about what happens in the window if I'm sitting in the aisle? I get where you're coming
sigh.
From, Lulu. I really do. But at the same point, like if I'm in the window... Please don't bother me with whatever you want because I'm the one that the glare is hitting most.
Okay, I agree with glare, but I also want to see landing as well. Takeoff and landing, keep the fucking window down the whole time. I don't give a shit, but I need takeoff and landing.
And
it
depends.
We're all little kids. I like seeing that too.
Yeah, it depends. I know this is my right as the owner of the window shade that I make the decision about what I let people see. And if we're flying in somewhere that's scenic and the sun is not blaring right through the window, then yes, I will absolutely.
Okay, there's a chance.
Yeah, there's a chance. It depends on the factors.
Like, I would love to see Vegas at night coming in or taking off.
Yeah, that would be cool. That would be pretty.
Yeah.
Okay, so the rules are based on whoever sits in the window. I'm going to think differently this time on my next flight.
Well, Lulu, do you disagree? Because who should have control of the window shade?
Okay, let me ask you this. Let's go back to Meatball. What if I said politely to you, hey, would you mind lifting the window just so I could see takeoff for a minute?
I think it's all in how you ask. If you asked me like that, I'd be like, oh, yeah, sure, absolutely.
Totally.
Okay. But then where I would get a little hung up is how you finish that up in saying, like, I'm totally fine if you close it again after.
Okay. Yeah. Notes taken.
Yes.
So don't say that if you're not actually fine.
Right.
Don't just be polite. Okay.
Right.
And I'm right there with you. If someone's polite or just says something nice, it's no problem.
Right. Exactly.
It goes back to, right, what we were talking about earlier. People are assholes.
Okay. I would damn leave that thing shut if you just kind of reached over me to do it yourself.
Oh, no. Have you had anybody do that? I've had somebody do that.
I don't like window seats, so I've really seen
more of my unfortunate airplane incidents on like TikTok or YouTube compilation videos. Mm. A lot of what we're talking about today, I'm very thankful to have not had to deal with personally.
I have had somebody reach over me, and not many times. I think it's only been once or twice in my life, but...
Did they skin your boob?
I don't recall that, but I'm sure I had smoke coming out of my ears because I was so pissed off. So I probably wouldn't have noticed even if they had cupped my boob.
And had they just said, hey, would you mind raising or lowering for a few minutes? It's not an issue.
Right, right. And gives me the option to say no.
Okay, well, moving on. One of my biggest pet peeves lately is I have seen way too many butt cracks as people are boarding their plane, getting into their seats.
You have seen too many butt cracks?
Yes.
Tell me about this. Give me a visual here because I'm
people
having a hard time.
People are not wearing pants that fit them. So I see a lot of plumber's crack.
Are we talking like a premium airline where that might be kind of nice? Or are we talking Spirit where you really just don't want to see it?
It is not Spirit.
Oh, okay.
So I'm confused. What are these people doing when you see this? Because it's like you have to be kind of bending forward, picking up their bags.
They are literally like, I have priority seating, so I like to get on my seat first. And these people are walking down the aisle. That's it. They're just walking down the aisle with their ass cracks hanging out. And it really annoys me because all of you know I have a very sensitive sense of smell,
yes,
right? Which goes back to the butthole thing. But when they're putting their suitcase up on the top.
Yeah.
And it just like their shirt lifts up and the butt crack is even worse.
Oh my gosh. I can honestly say I don't think I've ever noticed
that. No, you're
going
to notice it now on your next flight.
Oh, I'm going to be watching next time.
I mean, I'll tell you.
The hairier, the better.
What's impressive here is that unless they're putting their bag up in your aisle, you should be looking forward and not
past. I look at everyone fucking boarding.
It's because you're not on Southwest. If you're on Southwest during open seating, you avoid eye contact at all costs. It's like mariachis in a restaurant. You just avoid eye contact and they'll keep walking.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
You know, like there are security things where people have to take off their belt, but you have plenty of time to like get dressed and put yourself back together before you board the plane.
I mean, these are like stretchy pants. How come you can't pull your stretchy pants up?
I'm with you.
I am just baffled by that. I've just been missing a whole parade
of
butt cracks.
Yeah, you've been oblivious.
Spicy, I feel like you and I are aligned in that it doesn't matter what time. If it's personal travel, if mm-hmm. I'm in the airport at like 6 a.m., I'm the guy who loves having a beer at the airport bar at 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, when you know it's just bad and you shouldn't do it.
It's okay. A travel day.
So, you know, I'm not paying attention to all this stuff as people get on a plane.
You know what? I mean, the next time I'm on the plane, I'm going to do stats.
Please
I'm going to count how many butt cracks I see.
Oh, please do.
And I'll report back.
Please do. I cannot wait. And see if you can snap some photos for us.
Oh my gosh. Why didn't I think about that?
I don't know.
That's so stupid. I'm so stupid. Okay, another pet peeve of mine on airplane rules. People fucking coughing on you.
Yeah, that's not cool.
I got sick 2 times on the way there and on the way back.
Because people were coughing on you?
Well, I'm sure the electricity. Okay, we have to
read. The ventilation?
Yes. The ventilation, their AC got turned off. So all this heat, all these fucking people coughing made me sick again.
It's like a petri dish.
I'm still trying to get over this shit.
Yeah, you need to constantly churn air. It's already recycled air.
Yeah.
So, but are you talking about just people being shitty and not covering their mouths?
Yeah.
Like, dude, how are we in 2025 and this is still a thing?
The more things change, the more things stay the same.
It drives me crazy when I see people who sneeze or cough and they just let it. I just envision in my mind the spread of all of the germs.
The sprinkles that just spread.
Oh, it's so gross.
So, I mean, to not make any sort of effort to cover that is just terrible.
Because
that's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
Like, I suffer with just fantastic allergies in Houston. And the other day, it was different in the house. Because normally if I sneeze, I kind of stop it. I don't let myself go uncontrolled. Full speed.
Okay.
But I had like six in a row and I just did
glorious.
Not stop it.
I'd be scared.
I was in the privacy of my own house, right? But as you see the light come in through the windows, you're just watching this go over.
Exactly. The particles.
I'm even looking at the floor to be like, how do I not need to mop the direct area in front of me, let alone in a tuna can flying through the sky?
So when you're by yourself, you don't cover your...
Not what I'm saying.
Because you had six in a row.
My default is to
oh, I see what you're saying. To just hold it in.
Yes.
And then
people tell you, like, you shouldn't do that. You're going to have an aneurysm. So I just let it go.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I would miss you.
I've touched on the fact that Miss Reed is encouraging, if they're like bodily issues, to not like keep it internalized.
Yeah.
We talked, I think it was season one, back to the farting episode.
Okay. I was like, what other bodily issues are you referring to?
So it's just,
which I farted before this episode happened.
I understand the spread of when I sneeze. So I try to stop it, but I needed to let this out. Man,
I love sneezing.
And if I did that on a plane,
a six pack of sneezes, sign me up.
Yeah. Well, you know, the secret is you got to go in multiples of three. Right. So if you have one sneeze, I want to get to three. I don't want more than that, but then I need to get to six.
Is this an OCD thing?
This
I can't fart three times in a row
after
without shitting your pants.
Miss Reed. Whatever. People seem to have sneezes in multiples of three. I think if you start to pay attention, I'd love to see if you discover that as well.
I will start keeping track and maybe take some pictures.
But if I just let this go uncontrolled in a plane, I wouldn't mind if, like, the passengers jettisoned my ass out of the emergency window.
Yeah.
Because it's just rude. And you don't deserve
that
your spot
extreme,
at that time.
Seems extreme, but okay. Yes.
I mean, well, like, ideally with a parachute.
Yes, okay. That's true. So on the topic of ventilation, another thing, plane rules. Man, so you know I always run hot. Mm-hmm. I am pretty much always hot. Airplanes kill me. When I first get on, they're always, well, not always, but a lot of times they're really nice and cool. And then somebody raises their hand and complains
that
it's too cold.
Yep.
And then they turn up the heat and I roast the entire time, which drives me crazy because I'm like, motherfucker, you can put on a sweater. You're going to be really disappointed if I take all my clothes off in this airplane.
I would love to see that. You'll be somewhere.
I would probably.
On social media.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Should press your flight attendant button and ask them to kindly purchase you an icy cold beverage if they'd like the plane temperature to be raised.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I bet they'd suddenly be okay with putting on a sweater. Let's talk about personal accountability. Is there anyone in the room that flies without noise-canceling headphones or earbuds?
I do not fly with noise-canceling earbuds.
I do, but I don't always wear them. Where are you going with this?
Yeah.
I feel like I would let myself be mad at myself if I had to deal with like a baby on a plane today.
Oh, that's tough.
Because I have the technology in my pocket to not have to deal with that.
Okay. Oh.
I didn't even think it. Wow. I
kind of
really,
like that perspective.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't have to have massive headphones. Your AirPods, you know, are more than enough.
Yeah.
Not even saying you have to be playing something. You can just have noise cancellation.
I'm trying
to zone out of everybody else
time.
On the plane.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that's awesome because I do take mine and on occasion when something starts to irritate me, I put them on. But I've never really thought about that. We do have the technology, the capabilities, if that's something that bugs you.
Yeah, that and a Spotify playlist if you need to, you know, yours, or you can get a sleep playlist or something else and just zone out.
That's right.
Another thing that annoys me are people who can't get their shit together when they book their flight and they can't check in on time. I'm talking about a specific airline. I won't name the name. And then when they come on the plane and board, they're like, excuse me, can you please change seats with me so I can be next to my kid or my husband?
Nope.
Negative.
I love this scenario. Because
pisses me off.
Depending on which airline you're talking about, you have to link your credit card to your seat if you want to order anything in flight.
Yes.
Right? You're like right. You're not handing cash or even a credit card That's anymore. Right. So suddenly I switch, but then I either can't order something, you know, sometimes that's a legit lunch or dinner meal, or she orders something and I've got like three people's supplies on my credit card. So there's more to it than I just want to sit by my friends. Also, you know what? You can buy your seat when you check in.
Right.
If you really want to sit together, you had a chance.
Yep.
Just get your shit together, people.
It's not difficult, man.
Well, you know, and on the topic of getting your shit together, you know what really pisses me off? When you go to get off the airplane and you have the people who, it's like they just realized it was time to get off the airplane. So they suddenly start getting all their shit together. I'm like, we've been standing here for 20 minutes. What the fuck have you been doing?
Oh my God, you just brought up another point, but keep talking. And
that just pisses me off.
What pisses me off is the order in which you deplane. Again, respect, right?
When people each come row, and don't give you an opportunity row, to you get
just
out.
Go, yes, and then you have these people in the fucking back that just want to charge out in front of everybody else, like, wait your motherfucking turn.
I think this goes back to, if you wanted a seat closer to the front of the plane, you should have paid for it.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, you sons of bitches.
I don't mind all the time, because sometimes they come on and make the announcement of like, oh, if you have a connecting flight, you've got...
Okay, I
have
get
no
that.
Problem, but... It's a safe assumption that the people that are jumping up all the way from the back aren't catching a connecting flight. You know what's happening.
I hope someone took a big old shit and they had to smell it in the back.
Oh yeah, I am always like, I will stay seated and let those people go for sure. But at some point, everybody just starts going and then I'm just sitting there.
Yeah.
Like, where's the cutoff?
This ties in with a bullet point that I had. I think you need to know what sort of requirement you have on a plane. Like I'm a 6 foot three guy. Yeah, sure. So you've probably never thought about this.
I'm
6 foot three and I don't like being in a crowded area, let alone like a crowded tuna can. So I buy the exit row or premium seating.
Okay. That's
fair. There are plenty of ways to do that if you don't want to spend straight cash too. Like airplanes have credit cards where you can get 8 times your miles or what have you and make it pretty easy. That same thing goes in line with like, that's why I'm an aisle person. I don't want to be crammed in the window. And if there's some issue and I can't get like a larger seating row, my legs are already in my face.
Yeah, he's pretty tall guy.
So I'm going to be the one who stands up to stretch. But I'm not going to do that 12 rows in front of me. I'm going to hop out of my chair, stretch my legs, and then just wait for the people in front of me to go, because that's what a decent human does.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Oh, well, man, I did have...
I'm getting angry right now.
I know, I'm getting angry. A little
fired up. Let it out. This is therapy.
I had my minimal personal space on my bullet
That's
point
on my list, too.
Yes, which I think ties in really well with yours, Harry, because so Agent J is a very tall guy as well. He's 6'4", and I feel so bad for tall people on the planes. Well, I'm not tall, but I'm wide, and I'm like, give me this. I have this teeny tiny little bitty space that you're giving me. Get out of my space. Get your elbows out of my space. Get your jacket sleeve off of my lap. Just keep yourself contained, people.
So that actually builds to what I was trying to get to before I got lost on a tangent. Space yourself correctly.
Yeah.
Like carry-on bags are easier to deal with, but if you're carrying on something that really should be checked, you're an asshole.
Pisses me off.
Like you don't need to, and then you're bumping everybody in the heads as you bring this huge bag all the way up for the back of the fucking plane because you didn't.
People, listen to us.
Making this more difficult.
Right.
Check your bag, get there early, shut your mouth on the plane.
You know what? On top of that, though, I am amazed at how many carry-on bags make it to carry, because like you said, they're getting bigger, but yet they have these restrictions and nobody's holding anyone accountable.
My carry-on is definitely probably questionable. But I rarely take it. I try and, you know, well, it depends on the trip.
I'm giving her a look.
I would, yeah. I'd be very happy to meet you at our destination point.
So Agent J has a newer carry-on, and his is significantly smaller. So it depends how we're traveling. If we're traveling together, a lot of times we'll check one bag and then take a carry-on and kind of split between the two. Yeah. But it just
Why have I never thought about that?
Yeah, it just kind of depends. I try not to have to take two carry-on roller bags if we can, because it's just a pain in the ass on top of everything else.
Yeah, I just don't like to share.
I think it's much easier if you have an appropriate bag to not have to deal with the check lines and then baggage claim. Because you know, traveling out of IAH, I've had 45 minutes as a routine before, from when the plane lands till I get my bag.
It's a nightmare. That's, do you remember when Continental flew here?
I remember Continental.
They were so good. Their baggage was so good. By the time you got down to baggage claim, your bags were there. It was amazing.
We
got
to let that go. I've been holding on to that for so many years, and we just got to let it go. It doesn't exist anymore.
That's true.
Yeah, hands down.
That's true.
We miss you, Continental.
You know, that brings us to trying to do things to avoid what you know are going to be problems.
Yeah.
I don't think it's difficult to get a roller bag on the plane as a carry-on, but maybe that's just how I'm wired, you know?
Well, I just hate having to keep up with them, especially if you have a connection.
Yeah,
right. And then you're in the airport for your layover. When you go to the bar, it's always a complicating factor, especially if you've got two roller bags, right? It's just a lot to keep up with. I like to travel simply. So keep my carry-on with me, and that's it.
See,
like,
and
whatever little thing it is.
I'm going to have to disagree with that, because I used to travel a lot for work. It's not because I'm cheap. I have the credit card, so I get a free check-in regardless. Just because people have lost my luggage in the past, I'm using that generically. So yes, every time I am a light traveler, I do a carry-on. And you're right. You just made me realize that I don't like to share bags with my husband.
Mm. Why is that?
I don't know. Well, I do put a thing or two in his, because it never seems to fit in my bag every time we travel. But I don't know. That's a good question. But I do want to go back, not trying to change the subjects. I do want to go back to your space boundaries.
Yes.
That pisses me off a lot. And you know how I hate being claustrophobic, going back to Harry staying in the aisle. That's why I stay in the aisle. But when the plane is hot and people are sweaty, and I can't stand when people have that like arm skin
like
kind of
sheen.
Moist, and then it touches me, and then we're like always fighting with the elbow space.
But do we all agree that this person in the middle gets the armrest?
No.
I think that's
how do we share?
I think they should be entitled to the internal ones.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, I think if you have to sit in the middle, I'd happily give you. I'll lean
really?
The other way. Yeah.
Also, I think Spicy and I are also trying to not be close to anybody. So if
I don't
want
to be close
to
anybody, but I fucking own the arm seat. God damn it.
So you think the person in the middle should have to sit here like this with both of their arms in their back?
Ridiculous.
I don't know the answer to that right now. I really need to think about it.
Okay.
But I guess I've been...
I would hope that even in your scenario that there's some sort of mix off where you can give the top like 10 or 15% to someone else. And then,
you know, if it's maybe we have different arm lengths. Maybe I can take the back part.
Yeah, like mine
and then
should
the other
be
person
about a
can
foot
take the top part.
But see, this is where I feel like maybe you're creating some of your own problems.
Oh.
Because if you're insisting upon sharing that armrest with somebody, you're going to get that sweaty sheen off of somebody's forearm.
You're right.
You know what works really well? It's just having like $2 or $3 $8 cocktails and letting nature take its course. Like whatever happens when I fall asleep and start snoring, you can have the armrest. Or if I'm there, and I feel so terrible about that. Sometimes I have caught myself. I'll wake myself up by snoring, and that just sucks. Because these people.
I was on a flight last week, and somebody was snoring, and I really wanted to go to sleep. And
like
all
loud?
And all I could think about was, oh man, if I start snoring like that, or sometimes I fart in my sleep. I don't want to fart in my sleep.
They're
on
gonna
an airplane.
Wake you up.
No, they are not. They're just gonna listen to it
and laugh. I would.
Yeah,
I would laugh.
Being the problem in that scenario, I certainly wouldn't mind if someone gives like a hey, maybe just like readjust or something to wake you up.
Like honey, roll over.
Your scenario any worse?
I mean, but don't you do that when your partner, like when y'all are sleeping in bed at night? Like,
well,
if
that's
somebody's
what I'm saying.
Yeah, you just
if
nudge
I did
them.
That to you, and we're on an airplane together, and we don't know each other. you're going to be sleeping. You're not going to put two and two together that it's me. You'll just think it's your significant other. Everybody does that. Honey, roll over.
But even if somebody were snoring and you just kind of like nudge them a little bit, they wouldn't even know because they're sleeping.
They may not know that you woke them up.
Right.
I think a common sense reaction to that when you wake up and you know that you're snoring, it's like, okay, I know what happened. And they're just being polite.
What I usually do is the jerk.
Yes.
Yeah. That's usually my go-to move. So,
There are theories that the pilots cut the oxygen to the cabin during takeoff and landing. So that's why sometimes you're watching yourself take off and then you're just solidly in the air, right? You can't get enough O2 and everyone just passes out.
Hmm. Oh, you know what? That is actually a really good point because, again, I used to travel a lot and I've noticed in the past couple of years or so, airlines are leaving the lights off when they're in the air. It used to be that they would leave some lights on. They just want people to sleep.
This last week, I was on a flight out and a flight back. On the flight out, they left the lights on. The flight back, they turned them off. Oh,
interesting. Okay.
So I think it just depends.
I mean, just from a service standpoint, it's a lot easier to take care of sleeping passengers than people who are, able to make a request or ask for something.
And I like people a lot more when they're sleeping.
Amen.
Well, that kind of brings me to my next point. What do you guys think about people who just fucking nonstop talk to you?
No, that's what your headphones are for.
It's an absolute benefit.
Yeah. I had a glorious flight the other day because the guy sat next to me. We did not say a single word, not even hello, hi, goodbye, nothing. We just sat there and did our own thing. And actually, I will say he was one of the people who complained about the airplane being too cold. So then I really didn't want to talk to him. But yeah.
Oh my gosh. All kinds of people, right? All different ages where they're just like, oh, where are you
chatty,
coming
chatty,
from?
Chatty.
Yeah, chatty. And even if I
what
have...
What kind of Asian are you?
Even if I have earbuds in, people are like nudging, questions. And I'm just like, God, figure it out.
No.
Is this your first time on a fucking plane?
That's funny. I would you must have this just really inviting face for people.
I'm surprised you can't see my rusting bitch face because everybody else can.
That's wild. The flight I was on the other day, the one that was so glorious because the guy next to me, we didn't talk at all. The people behind us, these two guys, met on the airplane. No joke. They talked the entire time and they were so loud. I was really irritated on their behalf.
I've had flights like that and sometimes it's nice for a few minutes. But yeah, to go on the whole flight.
No.
Look where you are.
Yeah. It's kind of like an Uber ride. Like we can say hello.
Oh, you don't talk
niceties,
to the Uber ride.
And then don't talk to me. I have my settings for, if I do an Uber, upgraded Uber for cold, right? Obviously. And quiet. Don't talk to me.
Oh, there's settings.
Yeah. Yep. Well, you have to spend more money for that, Lulu.
Okay. I was wondering, how that would work.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Do you find that they stick to it?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
No.
They still talk. Okay.
They still talk. And I mean, there have been times where I had it, set to cold and it'll be sweltering in there. I'm like, really?
Well, because they're cheap too.
Motherfucker.
When I'm on a plane, just to get back to the topic, I always give a polite hello or something to the person sitting next to me. Make sure that they have their seatbelt. I'm not on it or anything like that.
I don't even fucking say hi.
I mean, I try to be a decent person. I'm more than happy. It's not like, when you're taking public transport, and you see an open seat. Who cares? But that could be the end of our interaction. If there's something you need, or if we crack a joke or laugh at some passenger who fell asleep and someone's throwing paper at them or whatever, that can happen organically. But just because we're sitting next to each other doesn't mean that we're lifelong besties. It's like still being Facebook friends with someone you met at a party 22 years ago that you haven't seen since.
See, I don't let people in that frequently. So
for me, it's situationally dependent. Sometimes I feel like saying hi, sometimes I don't.
Yeah.
So, but I will say sometimes it's really just a relief not even to have to say hi, which I know sounds dramatic and ridiculous, but it's nice.
It's not. Sure. Yeah.
No. Uh-uh. So.
Well, a little airplane tip, just in case you all don't do this.
Just the tip?
Anytime I book a flight, I go on to SeatGuru, SeatGuru.com.
I don't know this. Okay.
So you can put in your flight. It knows the type of plane. It will give you a list of the best possible seats versus rows that you don't want to accept because, like, your seat won't recline or it's too close to the bathroom or something like that.
Or the person in the window won't open it up.
Yeah. I mean, I would call that intangible, but you'll definitely know if you have a window in your aisle. Or some of the new planes now, they're blocking off the middle row of seats.
Oh, really?
Have you guys been in that yet?
No.
Oh, it's awesome. Wow. So I put Miss Reed in the window. There's like a cargo storage or something in the middle. I'm on the aisle. So there's no one in between us. We got plenty of space.
Did you have to pay extra?
If I did, it wasn't excessive.
Interesting.
I don't know. I
mean,
I have like premium status on a couple of airlines.
Of course you do.
I'm not at the top. Trust me.
I lost mine after work.
Yeah, I don't mind paying a bit more to be comfortable.
Mm. Yeah.
It really is.
I'm going to confess, my flight that I took last week, I upgraded to first class. Yeah. I'm so tired of it. I'm so tired of having to sit so squunched up for so long that I was like, it wasn't that much more and it was a better flight option because the planes were bigger too. So
I upgraded. I can't. I mean, you guys would be so happy for me that I had spent this extra money. There's actually a small secret area when you fly international between first class and
the chickens
and the luggage.
Yes. So there's only like four or five rows in this little secret area. So it's, you still don't have the best of first class. You still get the food and the liquor like first class. Mm-hmm. You can recline their first class seats. But there's only four or five aisles. And yeah, we upgraded to that.
Heck yeah.
Nice.
It was nice.
Good for you.
Yeah, nice little perk. Plus, you know, like you upgrading, you have less chances of running into someone in your direct area that could even talk to you.
It's true.
You know?
Right. Yep. It's nice. You know what I learned from a passenger on my way out on my trip who did chat with me? We talked the right amount.
Okay.
We said hello when we were landing. We caught up a little bit and then said goodbye. But he told me about something that was interesting. He travels a lot for work and he flies typically to Vegas. And I think it was Spirit that he was flying on, which of course immediately I was like, oh, yikes, right? But he said, and I was not aware of this, that Spirit has like an equivalent of a first class section.
Front row premium seating.
Well, is that what
they call it? The big front seat.
Yeah, they call it. Yes. So yeah, he was talking about this and he was like, their tickets are so cheap that if you're just going, obviously if you've got bags or whatever, there's always an upcharge and things like that. But he said, if you're just traveling for work and you don't have to take a bunch of stuff, doing something like that is a really inexpensive way to fly first class and you still get the free drinks and everything like that. I was like, oh,
I've done that a few times.
I had no idea. I don't know why that never occurred to me.
You know, everyone loves to hate on Spirit.
I do.
Some of the best flights that I've had have been on that airline.
Really?
I found the employees to be much friendlier and willing to go out of their way to help people. You're also going to find that they're going to have to deal with a lot more stuff that you never want to see.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
sure.
That's like people getting kicked off the planes, maybe some behavioral issues. That happens more on Spirit as well. But you know what? Doesn't happen in the front row.
I got no drama in my life. I'm willing to watch this shit show.
Yeah. Wow. Interesting. What's the craziest thing you all have seen on an airplane?
You know what? Ever since, it's been years because now nobody wants to record on planes anymore. You know, flight attendants don't want to be recorded anymore for bad behavior. So I it's been years. I don't know.
Lulu just has like pretty great flying experiences.
Yeah.
Everything's solid. I've been lucky to avoid anything large.
Yeah.
Probably in the post-COVID era as people just not wearing a mask or trying to pass something off as a mask that's against the regulations that they agreed to when they bought their ticket. Basically just like man children.
Mm, yeah.
I did watch a proposal once.
Oh, that's
that was nice.
Did he play a ukulele?
No.
Okay. That would have been really cool.
Was it Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore?
Right.
No.
I feel like they've gotten engaged on at least two planes.
Yes. That would have been cool to witness, though.
So yeah. How'd it happen?
I don't remember. You're asking me these questions that happened so many years ago.
I don't think
I've ever really had anything crazy happen on an airplane. There's been like tiffs and things like that, but nothing major.
2 years ago, I had to run through the Chicago airport and I got on with like 10 seconds to spare of,
that's another airplane rule. Get on your fucking plane on time.
To be fair, that was a connection, and my ass was hauling.
Fine.
I bet
you were sweating like nobody's business. It was
touch someone's elbow in the middle.
The best part of that is I couldn't get the seat that I had initially bought because I missed my first flight because of the connection.
Yeah. Right.
So I got lucky to be on the second flight. I was in the back of the bus. However, there was no one else in my row.
Oh my gosh, nice. You're so lucky. So,
but dude,
sure
had there been someone else in
my
row, it would have been the worst travel experience. Because yeah, like you're hot, you're sweaty. It takes time to breathe. Then you're the guy that everyone's staring at,
right?
Because you're the last one on the plane. And if there was some secret code word, like have a look, and clearly I've not been taking my goddamn time.
See, I'll give you a pass on that all day long. What pisses me off is the people who show up like that, who like are just rolling on the plane, casually strolling. They've got their sandwich that they just purchased. You know, like they're just like clearly not in a hurry.
I saw one bitch who should have been running like I was, who got on this plane with a bag of Garrett's popcorn. And
is popcorn?
It's Chicago. That's a store in that city. So they've got a shop in the airport. It's one of the gifts that people like, want when you go to Chicago. If you're familiar with the cheddar cheese caramel popcorn mixture, that's Garrett's.
Oh, yeah. So good. Yum.
But like, this is not the time for that.
Right. Hi, you're about to miss your flight.
Hours late. I'm going to get home at 1 a.m. already, or like land at 1 a.m. And that's going to be 2 minutes delayed because you needed some popcorn.
Dick.
Yeah. Just like know your responsibilities.
Well, closing out,
we are very feisty and passionate about this topic.
Because people are assholes. Be considerate, people. Think about your other passenger friends.
Get your shit together, people. Get your shit together.
Know where you're supposed to be and be there.
Yeah, and quit sweating on me.
Quit asking me to change seats.
Quit taking videos while I snore in your seat next to you.
Oh my gosh. But yes, next time I'm going to report on butt cracks.
Yeah. Butt crack count 2025.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.